cracking the code on how you can optimize, personalize, and monetize your app marketing and mobile growth efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence, hosted by Peggy Ann Saltz. Peggy, a top 30 mobile marketing influencer, 9-time author, and content strategist, brings you her pick of tech, trends, guests, and cool stuff to help you drive growth and create deep connections with your customers. Now, prepare to get motivated and activated with our host.
Hey, hello, and welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, where I plan, produce, and promote content that allows my clients to reach performance goals and scale growth. And of course, growth in mobile, that's what we cover here at Mobile Presence. You know, it's how to grow your mobile app, how to grow your audience, how to reach your target audience through tools, technology, and generally speaking, some cool stuff. But we also have cool people on the show as well. And we talk about growth a lot. We have, you know, UA Ninjas on the show every other week telling us about the tips and tricks of acquiring and engaging your users, your audience. And that's great. You know, I love bringing you these actionable insights to do just this. But, you know, you sort of lose track of what sustainable growth is all about. You know, it's about cultivating a business ecosystem of partners, shareholders, customers, thinking about the user journey. We talk about that a lot, but let's really listen into how it's done. So for that reason, I've brought on our guest today a practitioner and someone who really does this, who's really passionate about understanding, what makes for the connection between what your users want in their app experience and how you're going to deliver it. So allow me to bring on Sarah Woodward, Director of Client Engagement at StableKernel. Sarah, great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Peggy. Really excited to be here.
And I'm excited because I'm reading so much about StableKernel. I mean, I've known you for a while because I know a lot of companies in the industry. But you have been on my radar because I'm getting newsletters every other day, some sort of accolade over there. What's going on over there? What have you been recognized for?
That's right. Yeah, we are, for the second time, very proud to be on Inc.'s fastest 5,000 private companies list for the second year in a row. That's a very important accolade for us because we are investing a lot in our business, and to be recognized as a successfully growing company is very exciting. We've also been named one of the best places to work in Atlanta for the second year in a row. We're really excited about that as we foster a culture where developers and designers and marketers and business people can all have a great career path and work in an environment that really allows them to excel and practice the jobs that they really enjoy doing, which is building quality software for our clients.
Well, that's a great segue because that's exactly it. You know, you have been named one of Mobile Marketer's Mobile Women to Watch. You're a passionate marketer. You're connected also in the Atlanta Mobile Marketing Association. And for you, you know, it's all about bringing together the right expertise for the right business opportunity and also the right user journey. So maybe you can just step back for me a moment, Sarah. Tell me what your daily job is like. What do you actually do? What is it to be, a connector and have be connecting people and strategy?
Absolutely. To be honest, I sit in a whole lot of meetings every day. A lot of that is with our development and design teams, as well as our client teams. And for me, being down in our client's business every day is incredibly important. I have project managers, obviously, who run the projects and keep me informed of what's going on. But to me, hearing what developers talk about, every single day, hearing what designers and researchers talk about every single day, listening to the needs of our clients is very important in order for us to get products right. And so for us to be constantly connected to the client is the best way forward for us, because you hear things that are critical to the success of the products you develop, that they might not even be thinking about cognitively or consciously, but you just hear opportunities to make your products better as people just talk about their experiences.
Well,
so a lot of, oh, go ahead.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you there, but I mean, that's just the point. I mean, what is it that you have to bake into an app now, into a user journey, more or perhaps even surprisingly for the first time compared to what you've been doing at Stable Kernel for quite a few years?
Sure. You know, I think when we first started our company, we were working with clients to really just augment their teams and give them more velocity and bring their products to market sooner. But mm-hmm. over the years, we've really invested in bringing on data scientists and researchers and higher level SMEs that can really think about our clients' business as a whole. You know, mobile really shouldn't even be considered a channel anymore. It is one touch point within the customer journey as we're interacting with brands, as our employees are interacting with our brands. Mobile is just a piece of that ecosystem. And so one thing we do is when we are starting a project with a new client is to make sure that all of the stakeholders from their side are invested in the project. You know, when you have a lot of complex integrations, say point of sale or inventory or operations, you need buy-in from all of these departments in order to make sure that the infrastructure to actually deliver the user experience that customers have come to expect get deployed and become a reality. You know, so if say you're doing mobile ordering, for instance, if you don't have the operational support within a retail environment, restaurant environment, concert environment, your users aren't going to have that desired experience that is supposed to augment like their physical shopping or entertainment experience because they just don't see how their mobile experience connects to that overall brand experience. And so that's one thing that we really talk to our clients about is making sure that all the people needed to make this app a success have buy-in and have a voice. And I think that's the first place you have to start because mobile can really solve a problem for multiple, you know, business units, for instance, within a large enterprise, or can solve problems for multiple customers. But, you know, say an app is owned by IT or owned by marketing, they don't necessarily have the insight that is something that bringing all stakeholders together can kind of aggregate, you know. They really need to understand what each department's pain points are and the goals of each department in order to make sure that the app addresses all of those things. And that way that you're going to have a successful roadmap forward.
So what do you suggest people do? I mean, one thing is the buy-in. It's like, yeah, okay, we're all part of, you know, a ticketing service, and we realize, you know, everything mm-hmm. has to be aligned here. You have to be able to do frictionless ordering of the ticket. That means, you know, supply yep. and everything has to be aligned. But is there something that companies can be doing internally to prepare for this? Should they be, you know, I don't know, aligning themselves, different types of team meetings, different types of focus groups? I mean, because they have to have their act together before they come to you if they want to have an effective app as a result.
Absolutely. We just kicked off a new client engagement a week ago or so, and we mm-hmm. did just that. You know, we had an internal kickoff with the product owner, and then to talk about what are all the pieces of the app that we're going to be building, of course. And then who are the stakeholders that have to be aligned in order to make sure that this feature works as expected? All right, well, we need a stakeholder to have buy-in and have a voice. So they need to be at every meeting going forward. They need to have sign-off. They need to also ensure that the app is providing value to their department so that they don't just see whatever that operational piece is as another chore for them. They need to see the ROI that is being driven for them in as much as the product owner needs to see ROI as well.
So this is interesting for me, Sarah, because, you know, we talk about what you need to have in an app how to engage with an app. But this is great because you are, you know, going to go down in the weeds with us. This is what you do. Mm-hmm. This is about bringing the stakeholders together and understanding the nuts and bolts of just how do you bring all of this together to create ideas and ultimately to create business value. But we do have to go to break right now. So listeners, don't go away, because when we get back, we'll be talking more about how you can understand the context of your customer needs and then develop an app to meet and even exceed them. So we'll be back after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Content Marketing World 2018 comes to Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th through the 7th. Learn more at contentmarketingworld.com. Content Marketing World 2018 is the one event where you will learn and network with the best and brightest in the content marketing industry. Content Marketing World will have over 120 sessions and workshops presented by the leading brand marketers and experts from around the world, covering strategy, storytelling, ROI, demand generation, AI, and more. Leave Cleveland with all the materials you need to build a content marketing plan that will grow your business and inspire your audience. Save $100 off of registration using promo code RADIO100. That's radio and the number 100. Don't miss Content Marketing World 2018 in Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th through the 7th. Register now at contentmarketingworld.com. The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for its 7th annual International Mobile Web Award Competition. This award program is an opportunity for mobile developers to demonstrate their expertise in this growing medium. It recognizes the individual and team achievements of web professionals all over the world who create and maintain outstanding responsive and mobile websites and mobile applications. Deadline for entry is September 28th, 2018. Submit your entry today at www.mobile-webaward.org. That's mobile-webaward.org.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content,
hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing,
thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz, with Mobile Groove, and we have today Sarah Woodward, Director of Client Engagement at StableKernel. And Sarah, before the break, we were talking about sort of like those first steps. Everyone has to have buy-in and say, yes, we want to have an amazing app. I've been reading also about, you know, what makes for an amazing app, and we'll be talking about that later. But before you do anything, you have to be able to ideate and create. And that means processes, tools have to be in place so the company knows what it wants and can tell you what it wants so you can deliver it. So what are some of those processes, some of those tools? How can I prepare to engage with you as Director of Client Engagement?
Sure. You know, the first thing that people need to think about once they've brought all those stakeholders together is, what is the actual problem you want to solve with mobile? And maybe brand marketers are not thinking about mobile as a solution to a problem. Maybe they're thinking about, well, I want to drive more brand engagement, or, you know, I just want people to be super excited about my brand. Well, ultimately, if you're looking for more brand engagement, you're also looking for more sales, right? Or you're looking for more social amplification of your brand, whatever that is. But that is still a challenge that needs a solution. And so when people come to us and they think, okay, well, I want an app that does this, this, and this. And so we really challenge them to think about, well, do you have the data that tells you this is the right solution to the problem you're trying to solve? Mm-hmm. So what we really begin with is research. And that is going to your customers or your employees, whoever this app is facing or is supposed to solve a problem for, and really understanding what their needs are. You know, if it's a customer, how do they want to better engage with your brand? You know, do they not like the retail experience? Do they want to do something in a mobile, in a mobile environment? Or are they looking to, have a mobile enhancement of a physical entertainment experience? Do they want to be able to look at, say, augmented reality when they're in your museum, you know, to understand more about whatever an interesting, roadshow is or exhibit is, whatever that is. You know, on the employee side, are we trying to make them more efficient? Are we trying to replace repetitive tasks? Are we trying to cut costs? What's the bottom line here? And so without understanding the problem, you're never really going to build the right thing, right? Because we're going to make a bunch of guesses, and some of those guesses are going to be wrong. And you can certainly address those things with things like user testing later on, but that costs money and that wastes time. So if you really put the research in on the front end to understand, what do I really want to accomplish with this app, and is it going to drive business value that meets the requirements of how I'm evaluated maybe within my organization? Those are the kinds of things we want to challenge people with. It's not enough that your boss says you need an app. You need to really go back to your boss and, like, draw a line in the sand, which is going to position you as kind of the mobile expert in your organization. Like, this really needs to create value, so let's understand what people want first. And so we use user research, we use market research, competitor research, and that looks like workshops, it looks like intercepts, it can look like a variety of different research tools in order to really capture and understand what value we want to provide to our end user. And ultimately, so, that will drive feature ideation.
So what are you seeing? Because you're doing so much of this. This is your job, Sarah. I'd be interested to hear a little bit of what you're hearing and seeing is value in the app journey. I was just reading an article the other day, and I just loved it because I've been preaching this forever. I've been talking about removing the friction for, like, I don't know, a decade. And now I just saw something the other day that convenience is a currency. I thought that was exciting because, yes, you know, it is what's going to determine and convince users to use the app. How convenient is it? In some cases, the convenience is secondary. You know, the price is secondary to convenience. So that tells me that's a value. I'd like to have you weigh in on that. But what are the other values?
I think the sharing economy is another great example of the value add that apps provide in our lives. No longer do I have to think about driving a car to an event or even owning a car, if I might even be part of a younger generation that doesn't even see that need anymore, right? I look at it as I can go out with my husband and have a few drinks in an evening maybe and not think about the hassle of, well, who's driving home, right? So that's a convenience that Lyft or an Uber has added to us. If you think about an Instacart, you know, you're saving money by not having to go to the grocery store and spend an hour of time, say, you know, doing your grocery shopping. And the value add there is not only do I have groceries when I get home, but I get to spend that hour with my child or my husband or my friends. You know, I now don't have to spend that time on lower value activities, but I can spend that time on things that matter most to me. And I think that the more we see these kinds of opportunities arise for people to connect in a way that, is like a bartering system or a sharing system, it's really connecting human beings to each other more, and that we're seeing people provide us a service. They're part of our communities now. And there really is this kind of technology bringing people together in a way that is mutually beneficial for all. Someone makes money off of, you know, going and doing the Instacart activity, and someone saves time.
So I want to bring up the point, you know, that's sort of what's setting the bar. in apps right now. So is there anything that you can see?
Utility.
Yeah. So you have the job of, you know, of helping your clients understand what they need to be offering to meet their user expectations, but also to exceed them, because we have these sharing apps that you pointed out, you know, and they are setting the bar. So based on that, what are you telling your clients they need to be doing to go one better? I mean, how do you out Uber an Uber or a Lyft? How do you, you know, out order an Instacart? Are you giving them advice around that? And if so, what are you telling them?
You know, to be honest, the types of companies that come to us wanting an Uber-like
probably very few, because it's a huge undertaking. But maybe there's something in the experience, you know?
Right. Well, you know, typically those are startups, honestly, who haven't really thought through a business model, honestly. But there are a lot of really cool emerging technologies that are really driving business solutions. And when you talk about utility, I mean, really the enterprise is who is getting to take advantage of this. We're working with a very large manufacturer right now to use computer vision to train machine learning models to recognize product defects with cameras on the production line, for instance. And we're helping that same company streamline their logistics process by using augmented reality to capture a whole palette of barcodes and instantly do that inventory, you know, acceptance management, and then pushing it off into whatever other parts of the business they need to do. So really, you know, driving operational efficiency is like the linchpin, I think, of software. You know, we've gone from, I don't know, I think it's like 3.5 billion apps between the two main app stores, which largely were all of these entrepreneurs who were making money quickly off of the app economy. And that slowed down significantly, as we all know. And so now, really, the next app economy is being driven by enterprise, because there is so much opportunity to explore all these emerging technologies. And let's face it, enterprise generally has the budget to explore those things. And so they are really pushing the, you know, pushing the envelope as far as shoving more functionality into software products, figuring out new ways to leverage cool technologies in order to drive business value from an operations standpoint, but also from a people standpoint. And you think about giving people tools to do their jobs better and to help them pursue their passions in a better way creates for a much happier workforce, which helps drive that, you know, bottom line, honestly, you know, cost savings through you have reduced turnover, you have talent that now has years and years of legacy knowledge because they stay with your organization because they feel like you invest in them.
It's interesting. I'm if you could see me here, I'm like shaking my head with you here, nodding, because it takes me back to the early discussion of having apps and iPads in retail. And people were like, well, what's that for? And it's like, well, if my staff is equipped to talk to the client, to talk to the customer in a different way, then I'm going to see that impact on retail. And it's the same thing you're talking about here. You're talking about, you know, the enterprise is creating the tools to be efficient, but also to equip, you know, staff and talent to be also efficient. And it goes around in, you know, in a great and very profitable cycle. So I'd like to get into some more of those cool technologies. Now you've got my full attention here, Sarah. We do have to go to break for just a moment. But when we get back, listeners, we are going to dive into some cool technologies to create some amazing experiences. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. topseos.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
You are now tuned in to the world's largest online radio podcast network for internet marketers looking to dominate the B2B marketplace.
Webmasterradio.fm.
Webmasterradio.fm is home to some of the most respected authorities in all aspects of internet marketing.
Maria Retan,
Larry Weber, Tim
Ash, James and Arlene Martell,
Ross Dunn,
John Carcutt,
Shahab Zaghari,
Peggy Ann Salt,
Bennett Kelly,
Jillian Music,
Ann Kennedy.
From SEO to affiliate marketing to social media, e-commerce, mobile marketing, and so much more. Our hosts travel to all stretches of the world and speak to the impact players that are affecting our industry.
Please join me in welcoming Andrew Hagford.
Pleased to have Jim Lanzone.
Please welcome Ariana Huffington.
Please welcome Jason Kalkanis.
On air, on demand, and available on every mobile device that you can imagine. This is WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Supercharging your mobile growth efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Hey, hello. We are back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And my guest today is Sarah Woodward. She's Director of Client Engagement at Stable Kernel. And Sarah, right before the break, you really got my attention because you were going to start talking more about the cool technologies they're going to make for an amazing user experience. I mean, obviously, you have to figure out what the user wants, but once you've nailed that, you have a whole portfolio of technologies to choose from. AI was one, some others. I mean, what are you seeing your clients ask for, or what are they doing that is really pushing the envelope, in your opinion?
Sure. You know, one area, I'll use our client Remanufacturing as an example. They are, you know, the world's second largest manufacturers of HVAC units, water heaters, connected thermostats, that sort of thing. And they have a suite of products that are connected. It's an IoT system, Internet of Things, which means connected water heaters, connected thermostats, connected HVAC units. And we've built products that allow homeowners to manage their energy usage remotely. So if you have a vacation property or even just you're at your office and you realize you're going to have out-of-town guests for the weekend and you need to turn up your water heater remotely to get ready for all those additional showers, you can do that. And that's been a really cool project that we worked on. But over the years, we looked for how do we build in more functionality for not only Rheem customers, but Rheem partners. So they have third-party contractors that are really the front line of the brand who go into people's homes to service their units, to sell their products, et cetera. And so a really cool thing we've done is built an app for Rheem contractors that allows them to use augmented reality to talk to someone at the Rheem home office for technical support. So they use the app and they use the camera of whatever the phone they're using to highlight the problem area in a water heater, for instance. And they can use the app to talk to that person who's back at Rheem. And during that process, the Rheem expert that is at corporate can use the app to draw things on the screen, which the contractor then sees in real time and can help troubleshoot and diagnose problems, you know, on site of the homeowner. This reduces truck roll. This reduces the number of times that a contractor has to come out to a unit. It also helps them understand what parts they might need on a truck before they get to a homeowner's owner. And so we're also driving those savings for these third-party contractors who are so important to Rand's business. Now, another interesting thing is that we have built out this entire technology stack that supports the Rand products that allows other services to tie into that technology. And one of those things is Georgia Power. And Georgia Power can look at the energy load on their entire infrastructure. And for people who have opted into this program, you know, and specifically Rain customers, Georgia Power can go into that system and dial down your energy usage if you opt into this program, which not only saves the homeowner a lot of money because they're dialing down energy that you're consuming, but it also frees up energy to be consumed in other areas of their kind of infrastructure or, you know, their, I don't know, region of service. And so, you know, one of the things we really think about is how do you architect a technology stack to be mindful of all of these services that you want to maybe integrate that might add value to a homeowner, to a municipality, to the manufacturer itself over time, which is really cool.
I mean, it's also really cool, Sarah, if I can interject. You know, it's also, you know, really important because the point is that that's just it. There are so many shareholders. You don't think about it maybe when you create these apps, but they're virtual spaces where you're bringing together all of these companies, all of these shareholders in one place, and you have to do it in such a way that each can play their role or each can have their benefit. I'm afraid we're going to be running out of time, but all the more reason, Sarah, to have you back again, maybe with some other interesting examples of what StableKernel is doing. I would love to have you back. And in the meantime, however, how can our listeners stay in touch with you or StableKernel? I mean, obviously, you guys got some great reason to celebrate this week with your, you know, your Inc. What was it, the top company, and then the most one of the companies where you have the best career possibilities. But other than that news, there's probably other news on your blog elsewhere. How do they keep in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, you can visit us at StableKernel.com. That's the best way to sign up for our newsletters, read our blogs. There's a lot of really interesting technical information there, as well as business information, letting people understand what breaking technology news is coming out. Obviously, we link back to amazing stories from places like Mobile Groove to get their information from, but we like to provide a lot of value with useful industry knowledge that you can take and implement within your organization.
And thanks also for that little plug there, because yes, you know, part of what I look at is not just mobile and apps and growth, but how mobile is really impacting society at all levels. Of course, StableKernel, you're doing a lot there as well, because, you know, the enterprise is where, as you pointed out, you know, the next wave of innovation and growth is coming from. We've had a great app economy, bit on entertainment and games, but now we're going to get down to something a little bit more, you know, productive and profound. So great to have you, Sarah. Hope to have you back again sometime soon.
Thanks so much, Peggy. I really enjoyed it.
And of course, listeners, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com, which is where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services, as well as guest columns and blogs. And that, my friends, is a wrap of yet another episode of Mobile Presence. You can check out this and all early episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Radio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.